A very good morning, Yeshe Koach, for joining. Yuma Chaf Dalid Amud Aleph. We are in the midst of a discussion between Rav and Levi. Rav is the one who said about midway on the page, Arba Avodos Zor Chayev Aleihem Misa. There are four categories of Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash that a non-Kohen would be considered in capital punishment for doing. Zurika, Haktara, Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin. Sprinkling the blood, bringing offerings onto the fire, burning them, and the libation of wine and the libation of water. And we were fine with that. And that's how the Rambam paskins. The Levi Omar, and Levi adds on, Af Terumas Hadeshen. Also Terumas Hadeshen. Does anybody remember why Rav objects to Terumas Hadeshen being counted towards this group?
It wasn't an avoda?
It is an avoda, but it's an avodas siluk and not avodas matona. And there are two criteria which are required in order to fit into this category. One is that it has to be avoda tama. It has to be the final step in the avoda. And the other is that it has to be avodas matona and not avodas siluk. It has to be that you're giving something rather than you're taking something. And Terumas Hadeshen is taking something from the Mizbeach. And we obviously tried to wiggle our way through this statement and say, well, maybe you're giving something to the side of the Mizbeach. And we just stand in awe of the Gemara and say, well, I guess it was clear to everybody in the discussion that the Mizbeach is the place. And when you take from the place, it's called Siluk. It's not called Matana. You don't give Matana to the floor of the Beis HaMikdash.
It's like reading the Kedusha kind of thing.
Right? However you want to phrase it. Okay. The key to this entire discussion is a pasuk, which is just below midway on the page, the second half of the line. Ve'ata ubanecha itach tishmeru es kuhunaschem. You and your children with you, Aaron, should guard your kuhuna. L'chol devar ha-mizbeach, all things of the mizbeach, ulumi beis la-paroches, and what happens inside of the paroches. Va'avadetem, you should do the service, avodas matana, an avoda of giving. Etenes kuhunaschem, I'm giving you your kuhuna. Obviously, there are other things you're going to do as kohanim, but these are the conditions for the Hazor HaKorev Yumas. A non-Kohen who comes forward to do this shall die. It's a capital offense. Okay, so we have two concepts. One is Avodas Matana, you have to be giving and not taking, according to Rav. And according to Levi, that's not a criteria, at least as we'll see, at least not in the outside areas, but avoda tama, that it has to be the final thing, that is going to be a criteria according to everyone. And just because someone made a move in the Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean that if a Zor would have done that, it's automatically going to be capital punishment. Okay, let's begin in the Gemara four lines from the bottom, in the middle of a line. A question according to Levi. Ve'ema, why don't we say, L'chol devar ha-mizbeach klal, everything of the mizbeach, that's a general rule, everything is included in this, that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, avodas matana prat, something that's an avodas matana is being more specific, and we have a rule that if the pasuk structures a mitzvah in such a way, klal uprat, you're only allowed to include in the mitzvah the smaller definition, the subset. And if you followed this approach in understanding the pasuk, we have a major question on Levi. Levi is saying that Avodas Siluk is included, but there's a klalu prat.
Right.
Avodas Matana, in Avodas Siluk lo, a question on Levi. And remember, that's going to be, so why are you including Trumas Hadeshen in these items that are capital punishment if a non-Kohen does them? Omar Kra, the Gemara answers, the Pasuk says, Ulumi beis la paroches va'avadetem. Inside the paroches, that's where the service is done. El mi beis la paroches hu da'avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk. Levi learns the Pasuk that you have to follow the way the Pasuk continues, and it's talking about mi beis la paroches, inside the paroches. Habachutz afilu avodas siluk. But outside, even avodas siluk is included in this category of hazara kerev yumas, so that you're right, it's true that avodas siluk is not included, but that's only mi beis la paroches, taking out the fire pan from the kodesh kadoshim would not be considered an avoda of hazara kerev yumas. Okay. Ihachi va'avadetem nami yom beis la paroches hu da'avoda tama v'lo avoda sheyesh acharei avoda hamichu b'chutz afilu avoda sheyesh acharei avoda. Why, according to Levi, that this restrictive view of the categories is only inside by the Kodesh Kadoshim, so then outside by the regular Mizbeach, why would you require Avoda Tama, an Avoda that is the final step in a sequence of Avoda? Why isn't every Avoda included? Because you just told me that this more restrictive view is only Mi Beis La Paroches, inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. Again, we're dealing with two different restrictive definitions here. One is that it has to be Avodas Matana, that you're giving, and one is that it has to be Avodah Tama, that it's the final step in the sequence. If you're telling me that Avodah Siluk is only a restrictive thing as far as Kodesh Kadoshim Avodas go, but the Trumas Hadeshen done on the regular Mizbeach is going to be included in our system of Azara Karev Yumas, so then why don't you say the same thing by Avodah Tama and talk about Holachas Dam, for example, and say that it's included in Azara Karev Yumas because it's outside the Kodesh Kadoshim and doesn't have such a restrictive definition.
Is it getting that from the same Pasuk, though, or is that from a different
Pasuk? It's all one Pasuk.
Okay.
It's nice and easy. It's all one Pasuk that we saw in Amar Aleph. Mm-hmm. That Pasuk.
Okay.
So the Gemara answers, Va'avadetem hadar arve kra. Because Va'avadetem is over there, it goes and joins it, and it's referring to both Avodos inside and Avodos outside, and you can't do that on Va'avadetem. Avadetem has its own Pasuk, and Avodatama is regardless where in the Beis HaMikdash it's done. Okay. Again, in order to get the flow of the Gemara, I'm not spending so much time on the drushes. And if you want to go back, you're welcome to spend more time.
One clarification.
Yeah.
So are we answering, is Lady answering and saying, with respect to Avoda, that's Matana, that's only in the Kodesh HaKodeshin?
Right.
But Avoda Tama, it still has to be the final step, no matter where?
Correct. Correct. And he says it's based on the structure of the Pasuk. Spend time on the Pasuk, and presumably it'll emerge clearly what Levi is doing and what Rav is doing. Okay. Boy Rava. Rava has the following question. He's asking in Levi, Avodas Siluk Behechal Mahu. What happens in what we call the Kodesh? You're making a distinction, and you're telling me that Avodas Siluk in the Kodesh Kadoshim is not included in the categories of Hazara Karev Yumas. And you're telling me that Avodas Siluk outside in the Chotzer, by Trumas Hadesh and by the Big Mizbeach, is included in Hazara Karev Yumas. Okay, what about the Kodesh? What about if I would come up with a case regarding the shulchan, the menorah, or the small mizbeach? And it was avodah siluk. What would Levi say regarding the rule of Hazara Korev Yumas? Lifnim midaminan lei, o lachutz midaminan lei. Do you compare it to the inside and avodah siluk is not included in this group? Or do you compare it to the outside and avodah siluk, according to Levi, is included in the group? Hadar Pashta. Rava realized the answer after he presented the question. Mibayis ulimibayis. Mibayis ulimibayis. That there's a ribuy over here to tell you avodas matana only by the inner or by the almost inner. And Rava is telling you that he recognized Levi's shita would be that just as in the Kodesh Kadoshim, Avodah Siluk is not included in these categories of Hazara Korev Yumas, so too what's done in the Kodesh is also not included in Hazara Korev Yumas. It's only what has no Mibayis term associated with it, and that means only what's Lachutz on the big base, on the big Mizbeach, that you would have Trumas Hadeshen, Avodas Siluk is included in the Hazara Korev Yumas.
Is there a question in the Kodesh Kadashim, right? So is this just theoretical? Is there any Avodas Siluk in the Kodesh Kadashim?
So I gave an example of taking out the Kaf Umachta.
Uh-huh.
Taking out the fire pan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, I don't know if that's the level mm-hmm. of avoda, but mm-hmm. that's what I thought of. Mm-hmm. Let's say, for example, mm-hmm. what would happen over there?
Right, okay.
And that's considered siluk, right. And it's not included in Hazara Korev Yumas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you'd come up with siluk in the Kodesh,
right.
then we'd have this further question. That
right.
was Rava's question.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. The part that I want to focus on is coming up right now. Elamayata. Let's consider avodos in the Kodesh. Zor shesider es hashulchan l'chayiv. A zor who puts the showbreads, the lechem aponim, on the shulchan should be chayiv because it's avodas matana. Right? Even according to Levi, that we accepted avodas siluk, but we didn't accept avodas siluk in the Kodesh Kadoshim, or Rava says in the Kodesh either. But if I come up with a matana type of avoda in the Kodesh, then both Levi and Rav would say, presumably, that it's going to be included in Hazara Korev Yumas. So we want to know, you listed off four categories. Why don't you have setting up the lechem aponim is one of the categories of Hazara Korev Yumas. Zor shesider es hashulchan l'chayiv. The shulchan should be an opportunity for a category here. Answers the Gemara, ikos sidur bazichin, setting up the spoons with the special spice is an avoda that comes after the lechem aponim are put in place. Oh, very good. I was waiting for someone to call out. It's not avoda tama. Right? So ask the Gemara, okay, sidur bazichin l'chayiv. So then when you finally do the spoons with the spice, you should be chayiv, because that's what came next, and I guess that's avodah tama. And the Gemara answers, ikas siluk v'haktara. There's still going to be removal of those spoonfuls of spices and burning them. And if you'll ask me, so then count that. The answer is, we did. Haktara was one of the four. Okay? You'll see most of what I'm saying is worked through in Rashi. So let's go on to the next case, which is the one I really want to focus on. Zor shesider es hamenorah l'chayiv. A zor who organized the menorah should be chayiv. He did an avoda. So the Gemara answers, Ikanasinas psila. You still have to put in the wick. And therefore, it's not avodah tama yet.
What's sidur? What's
sidur presumably means cleaning it and setting it up and doing everything right.
Before putting in the wick.
But the wick still has to be put in. Okay. Nosan psila lechayiv. So fine. So when you put in the wick, you should be chayiv. That's avodah tama. Ikanasinas shemen. The oil still has to be put in. Okay. Nosan shemen lechayiv. So I put in the oil, I should be chayiv. Ika hadloka. It's still not avodah tama. It's not the end. Hidlik lechayiv. So when I finally light it, I should be chayiv. And this should be an example of hazara korev yumas. Says the Gemara, listen closely. Hadloka lav avodahi. Hadloka. Hadlaka is not an avoda. What do you mean?
You mean said we included it in the list.
1 second. Hadlaka of the menorah is not avoda. So let a zor do it. I mean, that's what it sounds like the Gemara is telling you.
Didn't we just, in the last thing we said, hadlaka was one thing included in the list?
Haktara.
Haktara. I knew that.
Haktara is burning the thing.
Yeah. Right.
Hadlaka is lighting. There are a lot of things with fire here, but each one is going to be... Yeah. Aaron lit the menorah. How do you know Aaron lit the menorah?
The Torah says.
The Torah says!
A little medrash, too.
Baaloscha.
Doesn't mean he's the only one who can. It means he did it.
Right.
It was given to him.
I think it does mean it's the only one he can, because when he was jealous of all the other Nesiim, Hashem said the Hadlaka is your thing.
It's yours.
Did he say
Hadlaka
is your
thing?
He said
mate. So go up in Tosfos Yeshanim, the very bottom of the page. If you could keep your finger in two places, I'll allow you to use two different fingers if you choose. Okay? One line up in Tosfos Yeshanim, Avoltema. We're in wonderment. Laharav Rabbeinu Yosef, he posed the question: Kevan da hadlaka lav avodahi. If indeed hadlaka is not an avoda, a mike siv ba kohen. Why does it say it should be done by a kohen? There's something very odd going on over here. If you hold that it doesn't have to be done by a Kohen, then why does it say Kohen? It's interesting the way the Tosfos Yeshanim poses it. Mm-hmm. He's not arguing on the Gemara, because your Mesorah, your Torah Shebaal Peh, is actually going to be stronger than a Pasuk. You follow the way he asked the question? It's very profound. We would ask the question, excuse me, there's a Pasuk, and you can't argue with a Pasuk. Tosfos Yeshanim doesn't do that. If the Gemara says it, that means like my Rebbe is teaching me that menorah can be done by a non-Kohen. My question is not, Rebbe, you're wrong. Rebbe is not wrong. My question is, so then why does the Pasuk say Kohen? There must be a reason. Now, we could easily have asked the question the other way. Rebbe, didn't you teach us Pasuk and Parshas Bahaloscha Kohen? Just note that Tosfos Yeshanim words it in a certain way. Okay. So that's a question we hope to get to today in the sources. Going back to the Gemara.
It's interesting, though, that by Hanukkah we say Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah.
Ah. Yeah, so what's your question?
So making a bracha on something that's really not an avoda?
It seems odd that in the Beis HaMikdash we just downgraded the entire hadlaka concept, and by us, by our menorah, hadlaka is where it's at. Fair enough. We have hope to get to that too.
By the menorah of Hanukkah,
our menorah of Hanukkah. Okay. So again, hadlaka lav avodahi. Hadlaka is not an avoda. The Gemara says, what? Velo, V'atanya, we have a brisa of Nosnu b'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish al HaMizbeach v'aruch v'etzem alo Eish Limed al Hatzosas Ilita, the twigs that get the fire going. Shalote yale b'kohen kosher uv'chli shoreis. It has to be done by a kohen kosher and with holy utensils. It's considered an avodah, getting the fire going. Right. So the Gemara says, don't make comparisons. You're premature in your comparisons. Hatzosas ilito avodahi. Getting the fire going on the Mizbeach is indeed an avodah. But hadloka, lav avodahi. Hadloka of the menorah is not an avodah. I don't know what the Gemara was doing, right? This is essentially Chaim's question. You know, like, that's haktara, this is hadloka. Like, what? It could be they thought it was a kal v'chomer. I mean, if getting the fire started on the Mizbeach needs a Kohen Kosher, then lighting the menorah, like, I never in a million years would think that you could do it al Yedei Zor. And the Gemara says, yeah, that's correct. Don't worry about it. Elamayata. Okay, we have a little bit more here. I just want to conclude the Gemara before we go back to menorah. Elamayata, Zosha Sidris HaMarocha L'chayiv. When a Zor sets up the ma'arocha, the fire on the Mizbeach, if he would do that, he should be chayiv. Zorakar of you must, these categories. And you only listed four. Why isn't that listed? Ika sidushne gizreyetzim. They still have to put on the two slabs of wood as part of the service in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it wasn't avodah tamo. Sidushne gizreyetzim l'chayiv. So fine. So when he puts on those two slabs, he should be chayiv. The answer is ika sidurei vorim. He still has to put on the Evorim, and that would make it Avodah Tama, and at that point, that's Haktara, and it's already included. Okay. V'omer Rav Asi, Yom Rav Yechanan, Zor Shasidu, Shnei Gizrei Eitzim Chayiv. There is an opinion that says that if a non-Kohen set up the two slabs of wood, he is Chayiv. V'hopligi. You're correct. There's a machlokus regarding this thing. Mar Savar Avodah Tama. He, one opinion says, it's an avodah tama. It's a completion in and of itself. Nothing to do with the evarim that come after. Umar sava lav avodah tama. And the other shita holds that the shnei gizrei etzim are part of building the ma'aracha. And it's only when the ma'aracha is built and they put on the evarim that it's considered avodah tama. Good. Our focus, because I think it'll really help us in many areas, is the statement in the Gemara, hadloka lav avodahi. Lighting the menorah would be the tama, the completion of all the things that preceded it. You were mativ, you cleaned it out from the day before, you put in the wick, you put in the oil. All of that didn't count because it wasn't avodah tama. And then when you finally light it, one second, you can't say azarikar of yumos if azar is allowed to do it. And therefore, it wasn't one of the categories, and it's not considered one of the four.
But if it's not, then shouldn't the shemen be one of the categories?
It's not avodah tama.
No, I'm saying if you say that the lighting
is not limited to a kohen.
Oh, okay, fine. It's okay.
So what happened you thought you were going to logically, whatever's last will get you as one of the categories.
It just happens when it's last.
What happened was that the one that was last wasn't Azara Karev Yumas material.
Right.
So until then it wasn't Avodah Tamo, and then suddenly it wasn't limited to a Kohen.
It's not Avodah, don't count it.
But it is then.
It's Avodah, just not Avodah Kohen.
So what we're saying, Avodah Tamo, Avodah Tamo, this is not an Avodah.
That's an interesting. But I mean, it's not the end. It wasn't the kivun. It wasn't the point. The point was the menorah should be lit.
We're not saying it's not a avodah. We're just saying it's an avodah that can be done by a zar. I'm not saying it's not an avodah.
I don't know. The wording of the Gemara is hadlaka lav avodahi. But however you understand this, and we're going to try to get at least one solid approach on this. Clearly, fixing the menorah is not the intent, and actually lighting it is not an avodah limited to a kohen. So it's not just not going to show up as one of these categories.
Is there creation is more chashuv than the act itself? Because I know that that comes up somewhere else.
You probably, after we get the nuts and bolts of the sugya, you might go back and say that there's nice hashkafa here. But I don't think you could base a Gemara on hachana is more, but that's not a halachic. It can't be mechayev azar misa because the clearly we're telling you avodatama.
Right.
And it's not avodatama. It's yesh achareha avoda. 127. This is a Rambam. What?
This
calls for a celebration.
This calls for Rambam. This Rambam.
This needs a Rambam.
Because he organized all the halachas, so there must be, he has a section that says, these are the avodas, and here's the rule, right?
Rambam.
Sorry.
I don't want to limit anything, but this is one of the reasons that the Rambam is whatever topic you want to talk about, he's been there already.
Right.
It's a little sacrilegious to say, but he's already put his graffiti there. I was here. Mm-hmm. I've been here. And he worked it through. Let's look at what he says. V'chein adlokas haneiros kashera bizarra. Lighting the neiros on the menorah is kosher with a zor, non-kohen. Lefikach, therefore, im heitiv ha-kohen es haneiros. If the kohen made it good, he organized it, he positioned it, he did the prep. Ve'otzion lachutz, and he took it outside. So we could discuss how far outside, maybe just to outside the kodesh, so that the non-Kohen should be able to stand there. Doesn't mean he walked outside to the big base, to the big mizbeah all the way. I don't know. Wherever he walked out.
He's allowed to do that?
Mutter lezor lahadlikon. The zor would be allowed to light it. It's not a violation of anything.
Are he's allowed to move the menorah like that? Just
it's like bishul akum almost.
I don't know.
Right?
What?
It's like bishul akum. You're going to make bread, So the goy is going to bake it, but the Jew has to come in there, right, to light the fire, then the goy. So it's like the same thing. The Kohen can do it, and then somebody else can finish it.
That's a very complex analogy.
I think I'm going to throw out a simple one.
The fire doesn't.
Rambam says it.
The fire doesn't match the fire, which is what most people would expect in an analogy. In your case, the preparing of the menorah is compared to the Jew lighting the fire.
Right.
But fire is not matching fire.
Right.
So anybody like me who's on sleep deficit could get lost on that analogy.
Okay.
But there are two people doing together, and one person is setting it up, and once that person set it up, the Rambam says if the next person comes and utilizes what's been set up, I hear what you're saying, and then the guy makes the scrambled egg. It's fine.
That's a good analogy.
Shlomi, what are you doing? Where are you taking the menorah? Oh, I just want Reuven to light it. Like, what are you doing? Leave the menorah where it is.
I don't know. It's a good fundraiser. $10,000 and you can light the menorah.
I'm just saying, it just seems bizarre. I'm going to move it over here for a minute.
Fine. Hadlokas neiros. Keshera bizarim, according to the Rambam. It's kosher. He's comfortable with it. It's kosher. Says the Ravid. V'yotzian lachutz mutter. It's mutter. Especially the last words of the Rambam. It's mutter. Omer Avraham. The Ravid argues. Hiflig. He went to an extreme here. Kesha omar mutter lezor lahadlikon. That is permitted for a non-Kohen to light them. She'im hidlikon kisheris. If you lit it, it's kosher.
B'di'evit.
That's true.
B'di'evit.
But not kisherim, mutter. Whoa. Okay? For our purposes, I'm not even sure if the machlokas Ramban and Ravid is going to be so relevant. We're grappling with something more fundamental. I don't understand. A non-Kohen, even b'di'evit, can light the menorah? Do you know what the menorah is? Let me explain to you what the menorah is. You know, like, especially, I mean, you wish you could talk to somebody. You grab the Gemara and you want to, like, I don't understand. The menorah? He can light it? How could such a thing be? So we have to bring out the big guns to explain this. Reb Chaim Brisker. Chidusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi on the Rambam. Hadlokas Neirus, Kesheira Bizarim.
Can I just ask a heretical question? It seems to me...
Sunday mornings after a snowstorm, we're good for such questions.
It seems so many times, like everybody is saying this, and the Rambam is saying this, that's and we right. stand on our head to explain the Rambam, and so say, no, we just don't agree, and he's wrong. Like, why are we go through such lengths to make the Rambam right all the time?
Because the Rambam was an expert. And when an expert says something, he probably noticed something that we didn't notice.
But he's not the only expert. Like, there's all these other experts, too.
Well, who are the other experts? There's a Gemara that says, Hadlaka lava vodahi. It's a Gemara. I'm confused. Mm-hmm. But I'm not confused blaming it on the Rambam. I'm just confused. Mm-hmm. I need an explanation. Why is the menorah not... Lighting the menorah is not an avod? I mean, even the Gemara was confused. The Gemara says, doing a little twigs on top of the Mizbeach, getting the fire going... I don't mean little twigs as opposed to big twigs, but I mean, like... Well, that's considered an avoda, and the menorah is not an avoda. I don't understand. Lighting the menorah, just read my lips. Lighting the menorah is not an avoda. Okay. So Reb Chaim recaps the Rambam. He recaps the Hasagos. Omer Avraham, Hiflig. He went to an extreme. Ubira Hasaga. And you want to understand this Ravid. Mikom makam mitzvasim bekohen. I'm doing a lot of the underlining just to save focus. Mitzvasa bekohen uchesiv bikra ba'aloscha saneros. Clearly, it's a mitzvah bekohen. Even if you want to say that b'di'evit it's kasher bizarre, but it's a mitzvah bekohen, right? We're getting a little bit of the echo of the Tesvus Yishanim's question. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. It's a pasuk. Okay. V'inei. Berambam Perikimel Hilchos Tmidim Umusafim Alocha Yud, he wrote, Hadlokas Haneros Hi Hatavosam. The lighting of the Neros, as far as the mitzvah goes, is when you make it ready to be lit. Hatavosam from the word Tov, mm-hmm. to be ready. V'ner Shematzo Shalokava Misakno. And if you find that it didn't go out yet, you just fix it, you make it good. That's your mitzvah. There's apparently no mitzvah to light the menorah. Hmm. Right?
It's a mitzvah to have these.
What is this list?
Very good. It's a mitzvah to have the menorah lit. Hadlokas haneros hi hatavosam. The mitzvah of hadlaka of the menorah is in making it
lightable
or lit ready.
Right.
Right? It's not a mitzvah to light the menorah. Okay? We're just getting the beginning of what he's going to develop. V'tzorachiyun, divya ramba, mashakosav, adlokas haneris, yata vasam. Farei leje mevua, b'yumadav chavdale, hatovas neris avoda, v'adloka lav avodahi. Hatovas haneros is an avoda. Hadloka is not an avoda. What in the world is the Rambam doing by telling us Hadlokas Neiros is the Hatova? It's two different things. I understand. What is the Rambam trying to say? Haloposak gama Rambam bias mikdash Hatovas Neiros psula bezor. Making it good. A non-Kohen is not allowed to do that. The Hadloka kshera bezor and Hadloka, the Rambam wrote quite boldly, is kosher with a non-Kohen. Hare lehejim avua da hadlaka lav hatova hi. Hadlaka and hatova are two different things. What is the Rambam doing over here? Va'anira muchrich bedas harambam, Reb Chaim says that if you're paying attention to the Rambam, you'll realize that there's something very compelling that the Rambam must have been based on. The Sevira lei, the Rambam holds, the chol ikar hachmilsa da hadlokas haneros, this entire concept of lighting the neros, eina mitzvah be'etzem maisa hadloka, it's not the act of kindling them. Kiyim de ikar mitzvasa sheyiyu haneros dolkim tomid, it's that the neros should be lit. Uvezesh haneros dolkim, that's the yesod kiyim mitzvah zu. They should be lit. Valo to come gamkin a Rambam. That's what the Rambam meant. Hadlokas neros yatavosam. He's trying to let you know that when you made it lit, ready, lightable, that's where your mitzvah of hadloka is. Rotzal lomar divemasha neros dokim kilchos and bachiyu demekaimu mitzvah zu daatova. They should be lit. The kindling is not the factor. Lighting it is not the mitzvah. Elavadai. Kamasha kasafti. When I do the dashes, I skipped something. He goes a little bit more complex to bring another proof. Again, the maisa hadloka eno ma'akeves klau. Lighting it is not ma'akev. If you could figure out a way to get it lit without a kohen doing it, you do hocus pocus, I don't know what you do. We'll see. One of the Mefarshim says, what happens if you get a monkey to light it? Which is always the way they talked, the equivalent of our robot. If you figure out a way to get it lit.
Rabbi, I could do that.
Or chas v'shalom. Atzalam alekim. Okay? Iker dinam. The goal is they should be lit in their place. Well, lefizet, let's go back to the starting point. Hare nicha, hadakash ba'adlikin zar v'chutz. That's why I understand that lighting the menorah by a non-kohen and outside the kodesh is fine. Dekevin de'etzem maisa adloka in amirka kiyim dina. That's not what the mitzvah is, to light. Ba'akshara shal adlokas neiros, akach memele de l'shaycha ba'sul zaros v'chutz. Non-coing, outside, makes no difference, just get it lit. Note, Reb Chaim says, Afilu l'das ha-ravid. Even according to the ravid, who said, L'chatchila mitzvah b'koing, M'komokam psula leka b'zor. He still is makshirat b'diyevit. He just says, Hifli garambam, to say it l'chatchila. Kevon, she'ein, maisa, hadloka, me'ikar, dino. Lighting is a hechitimtza. It's not the mitzvah. Mitzvah is not the lighting. Yeah. Okay. Wild.
If there was a bracha on the lighting, that would tell you what's going on.
But there's no bracha on the preparation.
No,
but there's something about
the bracha. Here you would say,
Allah Tavas Neiris. And when would you make the bracha if there was a bracha?
You should say it after the lighting.
Once it's lit.
Right.
Sheyiyu neiros menoros beis hamikdash dolkos.
Right.
Okay.
So I can see where this is carried over to when we light Hanukkah.
Oh, I can't. But you tell me how.
No, because if you light the candles,
yeah,
right. But if it doesn't have enough oil in it to last for 30 minutes, then it's not a valid lighting, right? You have to make sure that there's enough oil, or the candle has to be large enough to last 30 minutes. Right?
That's correct.
So the preparation is instrumental in the lighting of the
beautiful,
right?
Beautiful.
So that's, in that regard, it's similar.
Beautiful.
And maybe that's why the halacha is
good.
Like that, right?
Good.
Near Hanukkah has a bracha.
But we have a problem. You know what the problem is.
You have to light them.
The problem is that we have a mitzvah of lighting,
right?
And if it goes out, we're not liable. And what would happen in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't matter who lights it. And if it goes out, you are liable to get it lit again. There's something very different.
Right.
You're correct in the preparation, but afterwards, it's being handled very differently. It's a different mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. I still don't see how we've gotten away from the issue brings up, and it says that Tos and Eros avodah lachas lava avodah, and then we redefine hatava. It's like we're still, the bottom line is where there's a separation between hatava and halakha. Now we're saying halakha really is
the mitzvah of hatava is the hadlaka. The mitzvah of hadlaka is the hatava.
Right.
But that means that you, what you have to do is make it lit ready. After that, if a lightning bolt lights it, it might be kosher.
Right, I understand. So mitzvah halakha is hatava. Then we have the statement of hatava and eros avodah, laka love avodah. So how do you define halakha? It's
no,
a non-avodah.
Because
so
it's
say, well, clear, it as this.
No, there's clearly a but mitzvah of hadlaka, but what is that mitzvah? It's to be hadlaka ready. It's not hadlaka as you that, think in human
then
conventional
what is
terms.
If that's what hadlaka is, what's hatava?
That's hatava. Hatava is getting it ready, but hatava you would never think of as an avodah. We're telling you that hatava is hadlaka. You know, like
I'm
purple is the new black?
Yeah, I'm just saying it says hatava neros avoda, hadlaka lav avoda. Right, that's what it says. Now we say, well, hadlaka really is the hatava. Fine, so we already said hatava is avoda.
Okay,
so
can,
what's the hadlaka? It's like
no,
this.
No, it's using the word in two different ways. One is the conventional, factual way of hadlaka, and one is the mitzvahs hadlaka. So he's telling you mitzvahs hadlaka
is
not
hadlaka.
It's hatava.
Okay.
It's to be hadlaka ready.
Hmm. All right.
But if you and then there's a mitzvah that it should continue burning.
Yeah, right. Wow.
So if it went out, you would have to figure out a way to get it lit. You might choose to light it yourself, but that's not the mitzvah.
If you got it ready, but it never got lit.
So there's a mitzvah that it should be lit. It's not a mitzvah that you have to light it.
Right, but you said part of the mitzvah is also getting it ready. Right?
Yes.
So if you got it ready, but it never got
getting
lit,
it ready is pasul bizar. The only reason it's not listed as one of the items, Hazarak or Avyumas, is because it wasn't avodah tama. It wasn't the end of the sequence of avodos. But that is something that's forbidden to be done by Hazar. It's just not a death penalty because it's not Hazarak, because it's not avodah tama. So hatova is pasul bizar. And then once it's in the Beis HaMikdash, we never said a zar can put it in the Beis HaMikdash. We said that a zar can light it, because a lighting is just a logistical thing. It's not an avoda. Remember the Gemara. Hadlaka lav avoda hi. We're saying something that's very new to our ears.
Right, so there's something different between an avoda and a mitzvah. Right?
What?
Something different between an avoda and a mitzvah.
I don't know. The Rambam even said that the Zohar can lechatchila light it. He didn't have a problem with the Zohar lighting it.
But is he doing a mitzvah then?
Is he doing a mitzvah?
Right, if he's a Zohar.
So in the 21st century, anytime I do something nice, it's called a mitzvah. So in that context, it's called a mitzvah.
You were in your reform yarmulke.
Is that
today,
funny? Is that funny?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We have that on tape.
It's a mitzvah in that context. It's not a technical mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash. It's something we needed to get done. If you schlepped the animal for the Karban Tamid 4 miles so that we had it on time, it's a mitzvah. Is that a mitzvah like in the context of the Beis HaMikdash mitzvahs Zohar HaKarev Yumas Chas V'Shalom? Please.
It's a preparatory
zip.
But is that the mitzvah?
We call that...
It's the mitzvah, though.
Right. It's not in a technical sense one of the Taryag mitzvahs or something like that.
Rabbi, are we saying that the main mitzvah is the preparation of the menorah and not necessarily the lighting of the menorah?
That's correct. Lighting the menorah is not a mitzvah in this discussion. Uh-huh. The menorah has to be lit. And the ramification is that if a non-Kohen lights it, or according to some, if a monkey lit it, or I got some other method with a robot, or it was my lucky day and lightning lit it. It's lit. Just put it where it needs to be. It's burning, it's glowing, it's doing its thing. There was no mitzvah to light it in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember to contrast that with our menorah on Hanukkah. If you got it ready and somebody lit it, your underage kid saw what you did last night, got a hold of the shamus, and at age 2.5, lit it, and didn't, you know, and finished before you could walk in and scream in panic. Were you Yotze? It's lit! It's lit! It's beautiful! You weren't Yotze. By Hadlaka of Ner Chanukah, is Hadlaka as a mitzvah. I want to know who lit it. Right. And again, the second point of contrast. If you lit it correctly by Chanukah, and then it blew out because someone tripped on the table and the whole thing went flying, you were Yotze the mitzvah already. In the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is that it should be burning. Kohen tripped. You go in there, clean up, and start again. Because it's got to be lit. It's a very different mitzvah.
Is it a Hefsha mitzvah? Could you call the person lighting it a Hefsha mitzvah?
I don't know the ramifications of Hefsha mitzvah well enough vis-a-vis this to say. I like the terminology. We're going in a direction that's getting a little bit clearer as opposed to when we walked in this morning and thought this was absolute heresy to say that lighting it is not a mitzvah. I mean, for sure, if we would have made a list of the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash, lighting the menorah would be on there. And it's not a mitzvah. Lav avoda. It's a gemara.
So can I just go back to a practical one? I'm sorry.
If you're asking me permission to ask, I get nervous.
This is a question. But I'm going back to, I just still am kind of amazed by the Kohen being able to move the menorah. So if the mitzvah, the main thing is it should be lit, right? So fine, so he moves it over here so Shlomi can light it, right? Now he's got to move it back, which is a good chance it's going to go out.
No. Mr. Kohen is very careful.
Okay.
It's not going out.
All right. It just seems like you're...
And if it went out...
They have to relight it.
Okay.
I understand, but if that's like the main thing is it should stay lit, I'm not going to mess with it and go carrying it around.
No.
Let's see what happens.
Well, fine. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just... It's amazing.
If they got the menorah ready and for some reason they forgot to light it, would they have gotten any... mitzvah at all for preparing in the menorah?
I don't know. But your question, but what's important to us to appreciate is that your question is a legitimate question. Even beyond schar, you're looking at it like a mitzvah of our time.
Right.
My point is that his question is a legitimate question, even if I can't answer it definitively.
Right, okay,
he's asking, what would happen if they were mativ the Neros on the morning that the Romans stormed the Beis HaMikdash, and they never got to light it? Would he have gotten a mitzvah for Meitiv Es HaNeros? The Rambam says that Hadlaka is the Hatova. I did the mitzvah.
But you said it has to be lit.
After it's lit. Yeah. My point is, your question is a legitimate question. Okay. That's all we need to understand for our purposes.
As opposed to mine.
Yes.
Read between the lines.
You want to say yes?
That's one of them inferences. Look at me.
I want you to know that when Rav Aaron Cutler used to scream at someone who asked the question and tell him his question wasn't a good question, it was considered the biggest compliment.
Yeah, well, you didn't scream. You were just like,
okay.
Like, whatever.
Okay. Well, I'm not Rav Aaron. Anyway.
What I don't understand is that we were talking about that the main avoda was preparing the menorah, not necessarily lighting the menorah, but But doesn't the Torah say that it was the responsibility of Aaron or Cohen to go and light the menorah? So why is it that we're talking about now that it's not necessarily lighting the menorah that's the main mitzvah, but the preparation of the menorah, and then however it's lit is not the main issue. If it was originally given to Aaron or Cohen to go and light the menorah.
Okay, so there are a number of missing pieces that we still have to fill in to appreciate the sugya.
Okay.
One of the pieces was Tosfos Yeshanim's question. I thought the mitzvah of lighting the menorah was given to Aaron. It says Aaron. I don't understand. Now, you could tell me you have a Torah Shebaal Peh, you have a tradition, that it's the Hatava, not the Hadlaka, and the Hadlaka can be done by anybody else. And after we figure out the nuts and bolts, and we came to a conclusion that that's true, we can go out and try to do Tamei HaMitzvahs, and try to figure out why it would be like that. Fine, but there is a pasuk, and we have to understand the pasuk. So take a look at the handout, page 128, Sefer on Yuma, called Ezehu Mekoman, and on our daf, he writes as follows.
Once we say that Hadlaka means the Hatava, right? So why do we have a problem with the pasuk then?
That's interesting. It does say Baaloscha es haneros, when you will bring up the light of the neros, it'll be lit. It seems that the Kohanim are doing the lighting. Uv'yishev shitas haramba mikra d'le'el shatziva l'kohanim. It seems that the Kohanim were commanded to do this. Biaru merkeves ha-mishneh v'chein be'evan ha-ozel l'fi shemakom ha-adlaka be'heichal shesham osu l'zor l'hikanes. The normal place of hadlaka is in the Kodesh, in a place where the Zor can't go.
Oh.
So, if you want to figure out a way, like getting Talmudic with me, of how it could happen, okay, I'll be glad to discuss it. But there's nothing wrong with the Pasuk presenting it in the normal, conventional way, rather than your interesting question. What would happen if I... And therefore, the pasuk is presenting it the way it normally would happen.
I like this.
Behove, in the normal way. Al pi rov, in most cases, vast majority of cases, I mean, except for our $10,000 fundraiser, I mean, ha'al olas ha-menorah be'aron uvonov. Sending up the fire of the menorah was done by Aaron and his sons. The Rambam nokat siur, and the Rambam chose a case, the mishkachas le bezor, that it's possible to have a zor lighting it, kigon shehotzi a menorah lachutz, that you took the menorah out, because he was looking for a case to show you the fundamental halacha that a zor could light it. So he came up with a Azar case. We came up with such a case in a previous session where the Zor was unaware that he's forbidden to go into the Kodesh. So he was there b'shogeg, but he was lighting the menorah b'mezit. You could come up with cases. If you're a diehard to illustrate this halacha, which is true, then you could come up with cases, and the Rambam had to find a case, so he gave you a case. But under normal circumstances, it is the Kohanim that are lighting. Also.
And the fact that Pasuk doesn't really say command Ara. It says, when he lights it, make sure he lights it this way.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's like a backhanded... Mm-hmm. There's another answer that's brought. Shaposik medaber hadlaka rishona. The initial hadlaka has to be done in this way. Shuchinuch hamenorah, because that's what inaugurated the menorah. V'zevade tzarech b'kohen, and that certainly has to be done by a kohen.
So I forgot what the other case we talked about with the b'shogeg. So the Rambam could have brought that case, but could it be that he brought this case because he wanted a case where the czar wasn't doing anything wrong? In other words, like, yeah. You know, because yeah. In that case, it's more complicated because, well, he still has a show gig and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, take a look on the left side of the page where the lines get wide, the third line. V'zek ha-mashanim, for many years, hikshesi al davar zeh shel ha-Rambam, I had a question on the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch says, I just can't get over this question. I got a bump here that I just can't get over. D'motzion l'chutz mutar zar lahadlik. If you did take the menorah outside the Kodesh, a zar is allowed to light it? Ha-b'menorah v'adei hadlaka osa mitzvah v'lo hanacha. Everybody knows that menorah is hadlaka osa mitzvah. Not the hanacha.
Right, everybody knows which menorah.
He's saying the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash.
Hmm.
You could ask me, how does he know that for sure? And you might answer that he took it for granted because that's the way they were misaken the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe that's where he got it from. But listen to what he asks. De'ilav, if not for your agreeing with me, he goes through a whole interesting thing that maybe you could light the menorah before Shabbos and then just lift it and put it down, which would not be a malacha d'oraisa. Moving a ner is more of a mukta thing, or maybe a havara that it might increase its burning, but it's not like lighting it. And he wants to suggest maybe they should light it before Shabbos and then just lift it or something like that.
There he's talking about Ner Chanukah, or he's talking about the...
He's only menorah. Talking about menorah. About menorah. The menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. Yes. Okay. Uveguf hadin. Good. There's a lot of content in the Minchas Chinuch. I think that will probably suffice for the essence of our question. He's asking, if we boiled it down to real layman's terms, in the menorah that we're familiar with, by Chanukah, it's clearly hadlaka osa mitzvah. And therefore, this psak of the Rambam is just so hard to appreciate that the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash could be different.
We pointed out so many differences between that hadlaka and this hadlaka. So why is there another difference? Okay, big deal.
And isn't Chanukah just a zecher anyway? It's a zecher l'mikdash, right?
Yeah, so, but normally, you're right, and we could easily say, listen, that one had seven branches and this one has eight. But one would expect that they're going to make them similar unless there's a reason to deviate in some way.
We already made them dissimilar in very significant ways.
Okay.
So in another way, big deal.
I mean, especially the bracha. Having the bracha itself makes it a mitzvah for Hanukkah. Doesn't it? There's no bracha for the Beis HaMikdash.
I don't know. Take a look at the Chazon Ish. Skip into the third line. Kvar Toma Bozeh HaMinchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asks these questions. Avol Nira Das HaRambam. It appears to me that the reasoning of the Rambam is Dekeven de Amru Yuma Chavdalad Amad Beis Hadlaka Lav Avoda Hi. Our Gemara says Hadlaka is not an Avoda. Ikar HaMitzvah Sheyehei Doluk. The main mitzvah is that it should be lit. Vafilu Hidliko Kof Kosher. Even if a monkey lit it, it would be kosher. V'im kein be'emes b'chutz ein kan mitzvah klal ela kishamach nisim bifnim u'ma'amidim osa amakoma mitchila mitzvasa maschila mitzvasa. When they lit it on the outside, that's not where the mitzvah was being done. And you can't say they did the mitzvah outside the Kodesh. It's irrelevant. That's not where the mitzvah is. Mitzvah is when they put it down in its place and they're putting it down in its correct place. Okay. Skip down to two lines up. V'ha dehik shabim minchas chinuch miha de'isa b'teres konim parshas ema shalo yisakena b'chutz v'yachnisana b'fnim yesh lefarish amatin shemen upsila. That's going on arranging it with the wick, with the oil. Fine. Very similar to Reb Chaim's approach. Okay. Stei Chemed, page 129 in our handouts. Vihinei, after Kaimalon commanded Amar Adlaka Osa Mitzvah, even though by Hilchas Chanukah we paskin like the Shita of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah that the lighting is the mitzvah, like I explained, if it went out later, whatever. Lo emna tov, I don't want to withhold something good, a treasure in Jewish scholarship. Mashen istapik hagon b'shailis etshuvas ramatz. This is Rav Meir Tzvi Whitmire. It's spelt in Hebrew. I assume the English pronunciation would be Whitmire, but it is Rav Meir Tzvi. He writes the following question. Lemanda omar hanocha osa mitzvah, even though we don't paskin like hanocha osa mitzvah, that putting it down is the mitzvah, but according to that shita, which is entertained in the Gemara, ibo inan sheyenidlak al kol panam mikoach ben adam, does it have to be lit by a person? Kemo b'shchita. Listen, by shchita, it's not really a mitzvah per se, like in the Beis HaMikdash, to shecht, but there's a correct way to do it, and it has to be done by a person. Davar de boi, it makes sense that it needs a person. De ilav hachi, because if it doesn't need a person, leka keira leroim, people who watch this occur would never appreciate that it's being done for Pursume Nisa. Interesting proof. Now that Hadlaka is the mitzvah, the end of that Gemara in Shabbos that deals with Hilchas Chanukah, if a cherish out of a cotton lit it, it would be nothing. Mashma, that if you were holding the other shita of Hanocha Osa Mitzvah, it would have to at least be a cherish out of a cotton, but in Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, they become disqualified. But certainly no one was agreeing, Rav Wittheimer says, to hidlika me'eleha, if it just spontaneously had combustion, that would not be a mitzvah. Ve'ein kamokum laharich. And I can't go lengthily into this. Kevendelo nafka mina ledidon, because there's no nafka mina, because we don't pask in hanocha osa mitzvah anyway. Interesting that he brought it. Why did he bring it? I'm very comfortable why he brought it. Because the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash would appear to be Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. And this is the Chazon Ish's Shaila. Can a monkey light it? Is it irrelevant how it got lit? Okay. What's very encouraging over here is that it could very well be that the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash is Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. That's what it is. You could walk around with the menorah, contrary to popular belief, and put it down, and you'll be Yotzei your mitzvah. And that exact scenario was considered by Chazal in the Gemara at the time that they made the Takana and explored what the Takana was or should be. And they considered the possibility of that being kosher. I ask you, if it was possible in the Beis HaMikdash and it was Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, who in his right mind was entertaining, walking around the house with a menorah and calling Hanacha Osa Mitzvah when they finally put it down? Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah! The answer is, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. And they therefore explored how the Takana Derabbanan of Ner Chanukah works. And the answer is, drum roll please, hadlaka osa mitzvah by Ner Chanukah, in contrast to the Beis HaMikdash. Why, in capital letters? Why? The answer is very simple. Look at our last sources. Haroe Omer letzarkohu denakitla. Because the entire purpose of Ner Chanukah is that people looking at you should recognize that it was done for a mitzvah. In the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have this concern. Everybody knew a menorah when they saw it. Everybody knew this is a place of service and avoda, and no one thought it was a flashlight. But in your own home, if we're taking the menorah and taking it to your home in a place near you, in your neighborhood, then it has to have some structure to it so that it's not mistaken for something else. Likewise, in the even more famous Gemara of Adam Chashuv, a person who lights a menorah on his table, so that doesn't work because people think it's dinner lights. But if he has a fireplace going, so then everybody knows that this ner is a ner of mitzvah, unless he's an Adam Chashuv. If he's a special person who does do dinner candles, even though the fireplace is going and gives enough light, but he's got dinner candles usually, so then he's not going to be able to be yotze the mitzvah of menorah just by putting candles on his table. He's going to need a shamis, he's going to have to put it somewhere else. Tzorech ner acheres. He's going to need another light. And Rashi says, again, same principle, because lo have a heker, because it's not recognizable that it's for the mitzvah. And what we see is Chazal did a massive leap in logic. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's hanacha osa mitzvah. Having it lit, letting it burn. If it goes out, you have to relight it. And the lighting is not the mitzvah. But when they made the takana for the individual in his home, the mitzvah is hadlaka osa mitzvah, and that's what it's all about. To make sure it's lit properly, and you don't have the leniencies of hanacha osa mitzvah, and you have the obligations that it should be lit properly by a Torah Jew. Yeshikoach.